Okay, we are today's daf Nun Aleph. We're in the middle of Nun Amud Beis. We stopped like smack in the middle, so we will go back a little bit just to get our bearings. Today's Nun Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Avrami and Chavi Khan, Le'il Nishmas, Avrami's father Moshe Eliezer ben Benyamin HaKohen. So let's go back to Toshma, because Toshma is like halfway in the middle, and we'll pick it up from there. It's Amud Aleph today is short. Toshma Chomer beZevach miBetrum beBetamura. Zevach is more machmir than Tamura. There is a Zevach out there in the world that is more machmir than Tamura. The Chomer beTamura beZevach. And in some respects, Tamura is more machmir than Zevach. What is this being brought here for? This is being brought to resolve the question of, Rabbi Elazar has a question. The par of Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol brought, if you hold that that par is a Karban Yachid, but there are Kahana that's still benefiting, can you do Tamura on it? That's the question. So here's we're going to go to the answer. In some ways, Zevach is more machmer. I'm a Nun Amud Beis in the middle. In some ways, you're Nun Amud Beis in the middle. In some ways, Tamur is more machmer, and in some ways, Zevach is more machmer. Zevach, what's Zevach? Shazevach, Chomer b'Zevach, why is Zevach more machmer? Shazevach dog b'yachid, by a carbon yachid you have Zevach, b'tzibur, by a carbon tzibur, v'doch es ha-shabbos, tachan zikr b'rig on Shabbos, v'doch es ha-tomo, v'os et tamura. And you can even make it tamura. Masha ain't came but tamura. None of those things apply by tamura. You have a tamura, you can't make it as mother tamura. Tamura is never brought on Shabbos, not tomo. None of these things can apply by tamura. But Chomer b'Tamur b'Zevach. In some ways, Tamur is more machmer than a Zevach. How? Shatamur chala al balmum kavua. A Tamur will work on a balmum kavua. If you have an animal that has a balmum, and you know it has a mum, and you walk over to it and you say, I want to be makdish this as a carbon. It does not work. It's like going over to the chair and saying, I want to be makdish this chair as a carbon. It doesn't work. It's not a carbon. You could say, I want to donate it to the Beis HaMikdash. That you could do. But you can't be makdish the animal that doesn't have any kedushas guf. It has a mum. However, if you already have a carbon, and now you want to make a tamura, and you walk over to the animal, and it has a mum kavua, and you say, I want to make a tamura, my animal, for that one, it works. That's a big quirk. It won't work by regular carbon. Why does it work by tamura? The pasuk says, when the pasuk there discusses tamura, it says the word ra, tovo ra. I mean, even if it's a bad animal, even if it has a mum, it doesn't make a difference. It's going to work. That's a big chumra. Tamura is more machmer. Also, and it never will go out to Chulin to be able to shear it and to work it. What does that mean? We know that if you're makdish an animal as a carbon, don't take it to mum. Get to mum. So what do? You redeem the animal, and then you take this animal, you redeem the animal, and you have to take the and you take the money that you buy, and you buy another carbon. What do you do with this animal? Since this animal was once upon, so it depends. If there was Kedushas HaGuf on the animal, so since the animal once upon a time was Kedushas HaGuf, you can eat it, but you can't treat it in a belittling way. You can't sell it. You can't shear it. You can't milk it. You can't do any of those things. You have to leave it the way it is, and you can check it and eat it. That you can do, but you can't do anything else. If it doesn't have Kedushas HaGuf, then it can go back to Chul and you can do whatever you want with it. Tamura, no matter what, it can't. You have these chumers apply. You can't shear a tamura. You can't milk it. None of those apply. That's a big chumra. It doesn't apply to other kabanos. It only applies by a tamura. Masha ein kein bezevach. It doesn't apply by a zevach. Now, which carbon are we talking about? Hai zevach hechi dami. Which carbon? I lema the yachid. If it's a carbon yachid, mi dachi shabbos and tuma. Carbon yachid ordinarily is docha shabbos and tuma. No. Ella the tzibur, but if it's a carbon tzibur, mi osa tamura? Can you make a tamura on a carbon tzibur? Of course not. We said yesterday you can't do that. Ella la, it must be the par. We're talking about a par. We're talking about the par of Yom Kippur. V'doches haShabbos v'esa toma. It will be brought on Shabbos and it will be brought by toma. Why? The kviyale zman, because it's kavua, and osa tamura, and you can make it into a tamura. The carbon yachidu. Because it's a carbon yachid. So what do you see? This answers his question. We had a question. Can the par of Yom Kippur be made into a tamura? The answer is yes. This brisa says so. The Gemara answers. Amar of Sheshis, no, lo. We're not talking about the par of Yom Kippur. You know what we're talking about? Ba'ilo shel Aaron. We're talking about the isle of the Kohen Gadol. That was another carbon brought by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And that, no other Kahanim were involved in that. That benefited no one. Just the Kohen Gadol himself. That's what we mean. It's a genuine carbon yachid, It's a genuine carbon yachid. However, it can be brought on Yom Kippur. And it can make a tumor out of it. Make a tumor out of it. That's the carbon we're referring to. And the Gemara says, Hachinam istabro. That makes sense. You know why? If you want to say it's the par, which by the way is a chatos, the isle is not. If you want to say it's a par, tumura de par, Shabbos, so then what? Then what? Then you made a tumor out of it. You made a tumor out of it. So, Shabbos v'tumahu de lo dachya. So then it can't be brought on Shabbos, because you have a rule. Tumors can never be brought on Shabbos. Fine, very nice rule. Ha, b'chol, makriv kreva. But during the week, you could bring it. If it was on a Tuesday, you could bring this tumura. So Gemara says, how could you bring it? Ha tumur is chatasi. It's tumur is chatas. And we have a rule, tumur is chatas l'misa azla. Tumur is chatas goes to misa. So why did the Gemara, why did the Brisa say, oh, a Shabbos, you can never bring it. Therefore, it makes a lot of sense to say, we're talking about the Isle of the Kohen Gadol. That is what Rav Sheshet says. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Sheshet is not true. Lo, lo'olam paro. Really, we're talking about the power of the Kohen Gadol. What's your kasha? Your kasha is that it can't be made into a tamura. You're right, it can't be made into a tamura. Umay tamura. What does the Brisa mean when it says tamura? It doesn't mean this carbon. It means shame tamura. The idea of tamura. The category of tamura. That means this one carbon has more chumras than the idea of tamura. And the idea of tamura has more chumras than this one carbon. We're not comparing apples to apples. It's apples to oranges. We're comparing this carbon, this par of Yom Kippur, to all tumors in the world. Not to the tumura of the par of Yom Kippur. There can't be a tumura for a par of Yom Kippur. You can't make a tchad into a tumura. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the idea of tumura, the concept of tumura, the parsha of tumura. That is what we're talking about. That's the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's true, then Zevach Nami. Then by the Zevach also, shame Zevach. Why don't you say it's the category of Zevach? Right? Rashi says that would help us. Why? Then we don't have to force ourselves to say we're talking about one animal. Some animals can be brought on Shabbat, some can't, some are Tuma, some not, some Tzibur, some Yachid. You don't have to pigeonhole yourself into finding one animal where all these conditions fit. A much broader category, meaning all animals have chumras over tumuras, and all tumuras has chumras over all kabanas. Very simple brisa. So why don't you say that? So the Gemara says, no. Shem zevach lo katani. You can't say that. You can't say that. Why not? Mimai, why not? Midiktani, because it says in that brisa, chomer betumura shatumura chala al balmum kavua. We said that a tumura is more machmir, because a tumura doesn't have a tumura will work on a mum kavua. A tumura will be chal on a mum kavua. And it, right? The any yotel chul ligazes vil aveg. And if you do that, the tumura can never go down to a level where it can be able to be sheared and worked. That can't happen to a tumura. Other kavanas that can happen. That can't happen to a tumura. Therefore, a tumura is more machmer. Now, what do you want to say? That we're comparing tumura to zevach of the world? Any zevach, that can't be. You know why? V'solka daitach, my zevach. And if you want to say, what does it mean zevach? Shame zevach, the category of karbanos, that can't be. V'ikka b'char u'maiser. You have a b'char and maiser. What's b'char? B'char is a firstborn animal. What if the firstborn animal has a mum? It still has kedusha. You can't bring it as a carbon. It still has kedusha. That's why Bizman Azeh, it's one of the reasons Bizman Azeh, they try never to have an Eretz Yisrael. They try never to have a Bechor. Because you can't do anything with it. You can't work it. You can't shear it. So they try to have it not. How do you get out of it? You try to have a Shutna for the Goy. There's no, the Apostle, to learn out of Psukim, there's no Bechor by a Goy, if there's a Goy is involved. So they try to make sure there won't be a Bechor. Still no Bizman Azeh, and you stop if it's born. Nothing you can do with it. Why? Because that's Kedushas Abduf Meirechem. So you can't, and also Meiser, the 10th animal that walks out of the pen, you hit it with a red stripe. What if it has a mum? It's still Meiser.
You can't send it out to pasture.
No. It already has a mum. It was born with a mum. It already has a mum.
No, I'm talking about
You give it to a kohen. You give it to a kohen. So what can a kohen do? He can shecht it and eat it. You're allowed to eat it, but you can't. You can't work it. You can't have it have offspring. So b'zman hazeh, I don't know. They don't have kohen to shechting whatever. So they'll just let it wait. They try never to have one. They try never to have a bechor in Israel. No, it already has a mum. It already has a mum. That whole thing is, you wait for it to get a mum so you can tell. It already is born with a mum. Doesn't make a difference. It's Kodesh Merachem. It's very unusual. It's very unusual. It only applies by Bechor and Neisar. And the tenth animal. The tenth one walks through, it has a mum. It's not going to be brought as a carbon Neisar. It can't. It has a mum. You have to give it to the Kohen, and the Kohen can sit with it the rest of his life. The Kohen can shecht it as a private meat. They can bring it to the butcher shop. That you're allowed to do. But, look at this, I got an animal, I'll make money. No, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to shear it, you're not allowed to milk it, you're not allowed to work it. You can't. But you have to give the tenth animal, it has to go for Meiser. The firstborn animal is a Bechor. So, what is this brought in here for? Don't tell me that we're comparing the category of Tamura to the category of Zevach. And you know how Tamura is more Machmir? Because Tamura, even a Balmum will work. But we have Zavachs where a Balmum will work too. A Bechor. So we can't compare oranges to oranges. We have to compare apples to oranges. We're comparing one animal, one carbon, to the idea of Tamura. We can't compare the idea of carbon to the idea of Tamura, because carbons are so many of them, all different. You're never going to have a Chub. Tamura is never going to be Mo Machmer. And the Brisa said, Tamura is Mo Machmer. You're never going to have it if you're comparing categories to categories. Therefore, we must be comparing individual Zevach to the category of Tamura. That must be Pshat. Why? Because Bechor Meiser, Decholat al Balmum Kavua, it will work on a Balmum Kavua. Firstborn animal has a Mum, it's still a firstborn animal, it's still Kedushas Bechor. And, same thing with Meiser, and Ve'en Yotzu L'chulun L'gos is V'l'ave. It's never going to Chulun. It's never going to happen. Just like Tamura is never going to happen. So we can't be comparing Zevach, the category of Zevach, to the category of Tamura. Ella, what does it mean? Ella, shame Zevach lo katani. No, we're not talking about the category of Zevach, we're talking about one Zevach. One animal. Umayishna Tamura. Why is Tamura different? You know why Tamura is different? Because shame Tamura achasi. Every Tamura in the world has the same rules. Rashi says, it's not brought on Shabbos, you can't make another Tamura out of it. They all have the exact same rules. So it's very easy to say, we're comparing the animal to the category of Tamura. They're all the same. But Zevach, Shem Ta'achasi, Zevach is a lot, Ika Bechor, Ika Meiser, Ya Sabzah Bechor, Ya Meiser, all different kinds of animals. Some Kedushas Aguf, some not, some Tzibur, some Yachid, some Tomei, some Shabbat. They're all different. Since they're all different, therefore we're talking about only one of them. Only one. The one that has all these characteristics. Either it's the aisle or the par. If Sheshi said it was the aisle, they argued and said, no, it's talking about the par. Fine. Now, Ula Rav Sheshes, according to Rav Sheshes, Ademuktim Lei Ba'ailo Shal Aaron, who said that we're talking about the aisle of Aaron, which is a carbon yachid, even though it's brought on Yom Kippur. So you have all aspects here. You have a carbon yachid, it's brought on Shabbat, it's brought for Tumah. So maybe this is the one you can make a tumor on. If that's true, Luke may be Pesach. Rather, why didn't Rav Sheshes say that we're talking about a carbon Pesach? A carbon Pesach is also a carbon yachid. It's also brought for Shabbos and Betumah. And maybe you can make a tumor on that. Why is that better than the case of the aisle? So just Tosfos points out because it says V'amartem Zevach Pesach. So the word Zevach and Pesach have a connection to each other. It never says the word Zevach by the aisle of the ram of Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol. Never says that. So it's just a better fit to say that we're talking about a carbon Pesach. So why not say it's a carbon Pesach? The doch es haShabbos. A carbon Pesach is doch haShabbos, right? If erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you bring it anyway. And v'es haTuma. It's also doch haTuma. If rov klal Yisrael is tamei, you bring a Pesach. Doch haTuma and v'osit tamura, and you can make it into a tamura. Why? The carbon yachid who? The carbon yachid, right? So why isn't carbon Pesach just as viable as an option? So the Gemara says, no, it's not. You know why? Because Kesavra, this found Amar holds, Ein Shochtin HaPesach Al HaYochid. You cannot bring a carbon Pesach by yourself. This is a Machlokas Tanoi, and we had it in Mesechtas Pesachim. And this bright is going like the man the Omer that says, you cannot bring a carbon Pesach by yourself. You must have a chabura. You have no friends, go get some friends. You can't bring it by yourself. You have to bring it with other people. So it's not a carbon yachid. What? So if we're talking about a carbon Pesach, so the Gemara suggests, v'nog maybe Pesach Sheni. How about Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni, by the way, didn't have to be brought with other people. You could bring that alone. You could bring it by yourself. You're the only one who was coming. You're going to bring it by yourself. So again, we have a case. This will fit into all the categories. It's a carbon yachid, it's docha Shabbat, it's all these things. So the Gemara says, yeah, but me docha tuma? Is it docha tuma? If you're tuma, Pesach Sheni, you bring a carbon Pesach Sheni? That's going to be about machlokas in 5 minutes. Whether or not, if you're tuma again, do you bring a Pesach Sheni? That's going to be machlokas. He's holding that you would not bring it. So it doesn't have all the requirements because it's not proper tuma. Now, Amalei Rav Huna Brid of Yeshua, L'Rava. He asked the following question. Yesterday we said, V'tana, Maishna Pesach, the Karulei Karbon Yachid. Why yesterday did we refer to the Pesach as a Karbon Yachid? Why do we do that? And Umaishna Chagiga, the Karulei Karbon Sibur. Yesterday, we called the Chagiga a Karbon Sibur. Remember, we were going through all the Karbanos, so we threw it in, we lumped in together the Chagiga. But if you analyze it for a second, a Chagiga is brought by one person. So why is that a Karbon Sibur? And if that is a Karbon Sibur, why is the Pesach a Karbon Yachid? Why? Why? What's the split? So, imishum da aisi b'kenufya. If you want to tell me, you know why a carbon chagig is a carbon tzibur? Because it's brought with a lot of people. Einachanami, you're bringing the carbon yourself, but it's a whole room, a whole 1,000 people bringing it, million people. Very similar to davening. Everyone davens to themselves. However, when you daven with 10 people, it's called a tzibur. You davening with tzibur. Was it right? Very similar idea. You daven by yourself, he davens by himself, but you're in tzibur. So too, I'm bringing my own chagiga. He's bringing his own chagiga. We're all bringing together, it's called tzibur. If that's true, Pesach Nami also be kinofia. Same thing, Pesach also is brought like that. Even more so. Pesach, you bring one animal with a group. All more so, it's a carbon tzibur. So why is Pesach referred to as a carbon yachid? And a chagiga is referred to as a carbon tzibur. So the Gemara answers, a chagiga is referred to as a carbon tzibur because it's brought by kinofia. On the regalim, a million people there. Why is a Pesach called a carbon yachid? You know why? Ika Pesach Sheni, because they have a Pesach Sheni. Even though it's a Pesach Sheni, it's under the umbrella of Pesach, under the umbrella category of Pesach, and that's not brought by kinofia. As a matter of fact, it's impossible for Rov to bring Pesach Sheni. It's impossible. Because if Rov were Tomei Pesach Rishon, they all bring it then. You can only have a meal bringing Pesach Sheni. Even if it's 10,000 people, the Torah refers to it as Yechidim. Even if it's 49%, that's still called Yechidim. That's not called Kenufia. So you have a Pesach Sheni, which is never brought to Kenufia. Therefore, the whole Pesach carbon is called carbon Yachid. Because of the Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, Dilo Asi be Kenufia. That's never brought in a throng. That's never brought with a million people. The Amalei Im Kain, if that's true, that a Pesach Sheni is never brought with a million people, Im Kain, Im Kain, Yehidach Es HaShabbos V'Yes HaTuma, the Pesach Sheni should also be Docha Tuma. Shabbos is certainly Docha. It should also be Docha Tuma. Why? Because it's under the umbrella of Pesach Rishon, which is also brought by Tuma. So the guy says, you're right. Yes, you're right. Commander Amar Dachi, I hold, like the man the Amar who says that a carbon Pesach Sheni is brought betuma. That's the machlokas which we're going to address right now. The Tanya, Brisa says a Pesach Sheni doch et haShabbos, that everybody agrees. If Pesach Sheni falls out on Shabbos, everybody agrees. You bring the Pesach Sheni on Shabbos. Ve'ena doch et haTuma, but it's not doch haTuma. Meaning, if you're tamei Pesach Sheni, that means you will also tamei Pesach Rishon. You blew it. You only get one extra chance. You blew it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, af docha tuma. If you're even, it's even docha tuma. You're talking Pesach Sheni, you can even bring it now. My time with the Tanakhama. What's the Tanakhama's reasoning? Why is the Pesach Sheni not brought to tuma? Why not? Amalecha, he'll tell you, you know why? Because the whole reason you had a Pesach Sheni was because you were tummy the first time. We pushed you off. So now v'yaseh b'tuma. They're going to bring it b'tuma. The whole second chance you had was because you were tummy once upon a time. So we're letting you bring it again b'tuma? Of course not. You missed it, you blew it. Right? You don't have tefillin, you don't have tefillin. What could you do? You tummy, what could you do? Now Rabbi Yehuda Amala, Rabbi Yehuda says, so how come you can't bring it b'tuma? Amar Kra, because the Torah says, "Kikol chukas haPesach yase oso." The Pesach Sheni should have all the same rules as the Pesach Rishon. All the same rules. Even betuma. This is a little bit of a stretch, since by Pesach Rishon there is a way to bring a Pesach Rishon betuma. How can you bring a Pesach Rishon betuma if Rov is coming? If Rov is coming, it'll be brought betuma. So there is a way to bring a Pesach Rishon betuma. Therefore, there is a way to bring a Pesach Sheni b'tuma. What's the way? If you tummy. Right? Since that has to be parallel, since you can bring a Pesach Rishon b'tuma, if it's Rov, you can bring a Pesach Sheni b'tuma if you're tummy. Now, HaTorah, what?
I mean, is it parallel if you bring another Pesach a month later?
So that's what you're doing, no?
No. Try the first Pesach a month later, bring Pesach Sheni.
Right.
So if you want to make it parallel, you try Pesach Sheni a month later,
right. So, HaTorah Hechzira Alav Lasas B'Tahira. The Torah would prefer that you're tar. Torah would, it's better for the Torah if you're tar. Lo Zacha, if you're not, Yaseh B'Tumah. What can we do? Bring it B'Tumah. Okay? That ends that. Now, we're almost done with this very, very difficult week of Daf Yomi. And especially the past 3 days, we've been dealing with the same question about the carbon yachid and the carbon tibur and the tmura. So one more shot. The tape glay, learn out, Rashi says, the boy Rabbi Elazar, Dilael. Rabbi Elazar's question from yesterday, the par yom kippurim, that the par yom kippur, the kahanim bekuf yahu, that the kahanim are ancillary recipients of kapara, the mischap ribay, they get kapara, the ha asher lo ksiv, because it says the word asher lo. So we had a question yesterday. What is the status of the par of the yachid, the par of the Kohen Gadol? Is it a carbon yachid or not? And we don't have an answer for that yet. And we're still not going to have an answer. On some level, it's a carbon yachid. But the question was, because it's his, but the kahanim are included. And also, the question was, what about tamura? Can you make it into a tamura? So we weren't sure. So we're going to try one more time. Typically, how about this? It says asher lo, meaning it has to belong to the Kohen, the Kohen Gadol. Asher lo, it has to be yours. And Rashi points out, it says asher lo 3 times to drive home this point. Amar Rachmana, the Torah says, mishalohu maybe. It has to come from the Kohen Gadol's own pocket. The Tanya, asher lo, mishalohu maybe v'lo mishal tzibur. You can't use public funds to buy this carbon. Yachal, I would think, Lo Yevi Mishal Tzibur. I understand I can't use public funds. Shein Tzibur Mischapren Bo. Because Tzibur doesn't get anything out of this. They don't get a kapara for this carbon. Only the Kohen Gadol and the Kahanim. So you can't use the public funds to pay for this. It's not fair. They're not benefiting. Avo Yavo Mishal Echava Kahanim. Maybe all the Kahanim should chip in. I didn't say the Tzibur shouldn't chip in, but the Kahanim should chip in. Sharei Echav HaKahanim Ischaprim Bo, because they're all getting Kapara. Right? Talmud Lomer Asher Lo. That's why it says Asher Lo. Has to be yours. Yachal, I would think, Lo Yevi. Fine, you can't do it. But Vim Hei, what if you did it? What if all the Kahanim surprised the Kohen? Look at this, we bought the animal for you. We saved you some dollar. Saved you some money. So kosher. Maybe the evidence should be kosher. Talmud Lomer. Shuv Asher Lo. It says again Asher Lo. Right? Shana HaKosav Alav La'akev. The Torah says it again to be Ma'akev. No, right? We have a rule by Kachim. When the Torah says it twice by Kachim, it's Ma'akev. The Torah says 3 times Asher Lo. No matter what, you pay for it. So you pay for it. So the other Kahanim are not involved. So isn't that really a riot that's a carbon yachid genuine? Right? That's one, by the way, that's just a side point. That's why the seir Lazazel, all the seir of the that affects the whole Klai Yisrael, that's paid for by everybody. Right? It's a matzah shekel, it's public funds. We all chip in for that. So we all benefit from that. right? But they see from over here, the Kahanim don't pay for it, so they don't use public funds for this because the public doesn't benefit from this carbon. Only the Kahanim. Why can't the Kahanim chip in? A special pasuk. Special pasuk.
And he
sounds more like Rosh Hashanah understood that
as a
carbon shift. Right.
So the
Nadis
are
carbon shift. Right. Well, we said that the carbon shift and the carbon shift are just semantics. The same bottom line. Right?
That's what
this sounds like, no? Well, we're going to see in a second. Yeah, it could be yes. But the Gemara is going to say back, Ul Tameh, but if what you're saying is true, then Echav HaKahanim, then the rest of the Kahanim, Ilav Dekonim B'Gavoy Heichim Mechapalahu. So if they don't chip in, how are they getting Kapara? You don't find such a thing. You don't find a person getting a Kapara with them not being involved. He can't chip in. So how are they getting Kapara? How's that working? You never have such a chatas like that. I bring a chatas and you're going to get a kapara? How does that work? If we're partners, we both chatas, you can't be partners. But let's say we both want to bring a carbon to Hashem, but we're happy about something, whatever. We won the lottery together. So fine, so each one pays, each one chips in, and you bring a carbon together, and whatever benefits and effects the carbon has are received by both. But over here, you're throwing out the kahanim from helping. So how are they involved in the kapara? How is that happening? How does that work? Ella, what's the answer? Shiny big gaza to Aaron. The ownership of Aaron must be different. The ownership is different. Why? The afkei rachmana gabei achal kahanim. Because the Torah itself threw them out. The Torah itself said the kahanim can't be involved. So it's a funny. It's not a normal case. It's not a normal case. Why? Because on the one hand they're getting kapara, but on the other hand they can't pay. That's very unusual. I don't know if this could serve as a model for the rules of Tamura. Hachanami, Hachagabi Tamura, same thing. Hachagabi Tamura Nami. Shiny big guys at the iron. The ownership is all different. The ownership, it's not a normal carbon. Why? The Afghan Rahman Gabi Kahanim. Because the Torah threw them out. The Torah said those Kahanim cannot help chip in. They can get Kapara. It's very unusual. Very unusual. So this cannot serve as a model for. Any other rules about Tamura or Karban Yachid, the question's unresolved. So, that's it. We finished this Gemara. It's a very difficult week. Back and forth, heavy, heavy kachim, heavy, heavy concepts. We're done now, Baruch Hashem. Now we go on. The next Gemara is quite not hard. Tomorrow's not hard either. And then Sunday and Monday is fascinating Agadata about Nebuchadnezzar and about the Korban leading up to Tisha B'Av, which is going to be next week. But incidentally, Hashem gave us a very big bracha. Erev Tisha B'Av, Amud Aleph has two lines. So we're not going to do daf on Tisha B'Av because we're not allowed to, but we will catch up. We're not even going to have to tax ourselves too much because there's only two lines on Amud Aleph. Yes, there's a gigantic Tosfos, and I'm sure he had a lot to say, but we're probably not going to go through that in detail, and we'll be able to catch up next week. So says the Mishnah. Hayu Mahalech Behechel. Now, the Kohen Gadol has, in his right hand, he has the coals in a pan, and in his left hand he's holding the jar of the ketores, the ladle of the ketores. Right hand that, and left hand that. And now he's walking from the heichal, he's going to walk into the Kodesh Kedashim. This is the high point of Yom Kippur. He's walking into the Kodesh Kedashim. Hoyim ha'alech beheichal, ad shemigia lebein shtei haparochas hamavdilos ben Kodesh uben Kodesh Kedashim. He walked through the two curtains that separated the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedashim. Why were there two curtains? If you have a bird's eye view of the Heichal and the Kodesh Kedashim, in the article there are nice pictures. If you have a bird's eye view, according to the Tanakhama here, he would walk in the immediate south, there was an opening, walk down the whole length of the Paroches to the north, where there was another opening, and then enter the Kodesh Kedashim. Why were there two curtains? Why not one curtain? What about a wall? The Gemara will explain all that. Why were there two curtains? Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Lo hayis Hashem ela parochas achas. Bolvad. There was only one. Only one curtain. What do you need two for? Only one. You know what? I have a pasuk. Shenamar, it says in the pasuk, Zivdila haparochas, lochem, the parochas will separate for you, ben kodesh, or ben kodesh hakadoshim. One curtain. Now, the Gemara says, Shapir ka'amalu, Rabbi Yossi lo rabbanon. That's a very good question. So Rabbi Yossi says to the Rabbanon, it says one parochas. What do you come up with two? So the Gemara says, Amri lach, they answered back, Hani mili b'mishkan. That was in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, yes, there was one curtain, because the Mishkan was a temporary place. It was movable, it was portable. They couldn't have a wall. Aval b'mikdash sheni, but in the second base hamikdash, kiven de lo havi ama traksin, there was no ama traksin. What's an ama traksin? An ama traksin is what's referred to as the wall. In the first b'mikdash rishon havi, and in the first base hamikdash there was. In the first base hamikdash there was a wall that was an ama thick that separated the kodesh to the kodesh kedushim. Why was it called? It was an ama thick. That's ama. What's traksin? Two pshatim. Either it comes from the words track and sin, which mean inside, outside, separated the inside and the outside. Or Tosfos says track means close, and sin means harsinai, sin from harsinai. Close the door where harsinai is. Close the door where the luchos are. I mean, that should be closed. So there was a wall that closed but where the Kodesh Kedoshim was. And that was an amasik. Now, Rashi points out that in the first base HaMikdash, the height of the Kodesh Kedoshim, of the Ula, of the whole building, was 30 amas tall. It was 30 amas tall. And therefore, there was a one amas wall separating the two. In the second Beis HaMikdash, the height of the building was 40 amas. It was 40 amas tall. And the making the wall one amas thick would have been too thin. It wouldn't have supported 40 amas of height. So therefore, it had to be 30 amas. Therefore, you couldn't have an amas of a wall. It was too thin because it was taller. So why couldn't you make the wall thicker? The answer is because based on Pesukim, Rashi explained, you couldn't make it thicker because you have to follow the exact same model as the first space of Mikdash. If you make it thicker, you're taking away space from either the Kodesh or the Kodesh Kedushim. Aye, so why could the height be higher? Because the height wasn't included in that cheshbon that it couldn't be different. Only the ground floor couldn't be different. But up there it could be taller. And it was taller. So you couldn't make a wall because it was going to be too thin. You couldn't make it thicker because you can't take away space. So what could you do? You have to make a curtain. No choice. You have to have a separation. So no choice. You have to make a curtain. That's why why two curtains? According to the Tanakh, why two curtains? Umesapka, where are we? The Havi. Umesapka luhul Rabbanan because you shall say. The Rabbanan didn't know this Amma that was in the first base HaMikdash. Ikilufnim, ikiluchutz. Where was it? Was it in the Kodesh or the Kodesh Kedashim? Where was it? So if we make one curtain, we don't know where to put it. Tosfos says that according to Rabbi Yossi, that it says there wasn't only one curtain, it was an amas thick, which would have solved the problem. So the Mefarshim explained, not only did they not know that, but they didn't even know where the amas was. They weren't exactly sure. Even a millimeter. So what? That can't be pshat. That can't be pshat. It must be that for some reason they wanted two curtains anyway. Therefore, what they did was they put two curtains, and the two curtains hugged that one amma area. So we don't know what that amma is, right? So we're leaving it untouched. We're not taking away any space from either one. We're having the equivalent of an amma there. It's just curtains. That's why there was an amma of space in between the two curtains. Right, it didn't know where it was. Right. No, so Tosfos says that Rabbi Yossi held that the curtain was an amma thick. So why couldn't Rabbi Yehuda do that? We're going to see it's Rabbi Yehuda. Why couldn't he make it one amma thick curtain? Or he has to make two curtains? That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, 20 and 40.
Yeah, 20 and 40. Right. So if you make the curtain an amma thick, so that's tomorrow. Tomorrow. We're going to get to that tomorrow. It's hard. Right. One second. We're going to see that right now. Right. Right. Therefore, I hear what you say. We're going to see that in a second. Therefore, for Avich Shtei Parochas. Therefore, they make two. Yeah, what does he say?
It's a long
Tosfos. Okay. So, for Avich Shtei Parochas. Therefore, he made two. So, Tana Rabbanan. Now, we're going to have a Brisa to flesh this out. Bein HaMizbeach leMenorah HaYimahalech. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, now, if you have a bird's eye view of the Beis HaMikdash, the menorah was in the southern side, and that's where the first curtain had a doorway, an opening. So he would walk in between the menorah and the mizbeach on the south, enter the southern side, walk all the way to the north, and then enter on the north. Rav Meir Omer, no, bein shulchan la-mizbeach. He would enter between the shulchan and the mizbeach on the northern side. The Yesh Omer, and others say, bein shulchan la-kosel. Behind the shulchan, there's a wall, and he would walk through that wall, between the wall and the shulchan, walk straight into the Kodesh Kedashim, because he's going to hold, there was only one doorway, only one curtain, in the north. Man Yesh Omer, who's that Yesh Omer? Amar Reb Chista, Reb Yossi, it's Reb Yossi, the Amar who says, Pishcha B'tzatzon Koi, the doorway was in the north. Reb Yehuda Amar Lach, Pishcha B'darim Koi, the doorway was in the south. Everybody agrees that the inner doorway was in the north. Reb Yossi says there was only one doorway, so that was in the north. And Reb Yehuda says the outer one was in the south, the inner one was in the north. Now, Reb Meir, the Gemara says, Reb Meir, command Sirile. Who does Reb Meir hold like? He holds that you have to go through, you couldn't just walk along the wall and enter along the wall. You have to go zigzag around the shulchan. Why? Why are you zigzagging? The Gemara is going to ask tomorrow, according to Reb Yehuda, you're also zigzagging. The Gemara is going to ask that tomorrow. But according to Reb Meir, why are you zigzagging? Why don't you just walk along the wall and go straight in? Why are you going around the shulchan? If you hold like Reb Yehuda, enter like Reb Yehuda. And if you hold like Reb Yossi, enter like Reb Yossi. Why is he zigzagging? So the Gemara says, really, he holds like Reb Yossi. That what? There's only one curtain, the entrance was in the north. So why are you zigzagging around the Shulchan? Two answers. There were Shulchanos. Remember, we had this. There were 10 extra shulchans that were built by Shlomo HaMelech, apparently for beauty. So a whole Kabbalah thing that the shulchan represented sustenance, and in the midbar you were served by the man. So what kind of sustenance? It was spoon fed. So they got one shulchan. When you go into Eretz Yisrael and now it's already on your shoulders, they built 10 more. Like that, the bracha of Parnassah should increase because it was necessary. Anyway, so he built 10 shulchans. Where were they? They were flush with the wall, extending outward from north to south. So according to that, you couldn't walk along the wall. There were shulchans in the way, so you had to zigzag around. You couldn't walk straight along the wall. You had to zigzag out. The ibayis ema, or you could say, and this is what Reb Yossi has to say. How were these shulchans shaped? Were they north south? If you say they're north south, you can't walk along the wall. If you say they're east west, you can walk along the wall. So Reb Yossi must hold that they were oriented east west. Therefore, you could walk along the wall. Why? So why didn't he walk along the wall? Why did he zigzag? Right. The answer is umishum. Shechina, because of the Shechina, lav urach ara lemeya lehedya. It's not proper to walk right in. Rashi says, look at the top Rashi, leilich etzel hakosel hatzafoni, to walk along the northern wall while you're looking into the Kodesh Kedashim, because kol orach hahechal, all the length of the hechal, v'chal shah enav nuzonos mibeis kodesh kedashim. All the while you're staring into the Kodesh Kedashim. That's not right. Derech haprifo shekinegdo. That's not right. Opposite the opening. That's not right. It's not right to do that. Therefore, zigzag around so that you walk straight in. But he said there was one curtain. This is only according to Reb Yossi. The Gemara said Reb Meir agrees with Reb Yossi that there was only one curtain, and therefore Reb Meir says you zigzag around so that you don't stare into the Kodesh Kedashim. So. What about the rest of the year? So, good question. So, I think Rashi alludes to that. Rashi goes out of his way to say, that these curtains that were there, both, well, according to Yehuda, you don't need to say this. Because according to Yehuda, even if you're looking in, you're not seeing anything. You're seeing another curtain. But according to Yossi, so Rashi goes out of his way to say that there were golden clasps which held open the curtain. Which is mashmet to me that during the rest of the year it was closed. It was a closed curtain the whole year. On Yom Kippur, they'd open it. So it only came up on Yom Kippur. Rashi does say that according to Reb Yehuda, there was also golden clasps, which apparently you wouldn't need for this reason. Maybe just out of beauty, they kept it closed the whole year. It's just more beautiful when the curtain's down than when the curtain's half up. Right? It's just prettier. And therefore, they would have it down. So the whole year wasn't even shayach, because even if you're not yet staring at a curtain, on Erev Yom Kippur, they'd open it, so that Yom Kippur would be open, and then you have a problem of looking at the curtain, of looking into the Kodesh Kedashim. And according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi will stop now. Rabbi Yossi is going to say tomorrow, what about Rabbi Yossi? He's not worried about looking into the Kodesh Kedashim. And Rabbi Yossi is going to say just the opposite. On Yom Kippur, you can just walk right in. That's what Rabbi Yossi is going to say. So we'll stop now. Everyone have a good Shabbos. Tomorrow we continue, and then we go on to date for a few days of Haggadah, and a lot of it is about the Churban Bayis, which is very appropriate this time of year, and maybe actually the Tisha B'Av will be a Yontif this year. And everybody have a good Shabbos. Yeah, tomorrow 8:10. Yeah. Today? 7. What?